Okay, we are holding now at the very top of Vav Amud Beis in the Dorim. Begins the Gemara. Boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks the question, Yish Yad L'Kedushin Olo. Is there a Yad, an incomplete statement, does that work for Kedushin to get married or not? So on this, there's Tosfos, here on the Tosfos on the outside margin. Yesh Yad L'Kedushin, Tosfos explains what exactly is the question the Gemara is asking at this point. Tema, says Tosfos. Now, this is a puzzle. Mehechi Teisi. Yad L'Kedushin. How could you have a Yad, a impartial and incomplete statement, getting married? Halo b'nedorim lo yadanan yad ela b'deiskush nedorim l'nazirus. The only we knew that a neder, I'm sorry, yad works for a neder is because we made a hekesh nedorim to nazirus. Kid Amrinan, Leo, as we said earlier, the im came, Amrinan hechi de gali gali, hechi de lo gali, lo gali. So you would think, only where there's a hekesh, only where there's a teaching that we could use yados, that would work. But when it doesn't, doesn't. So what's the one we're asking? Yesh yad l'kedushin. V'od continues to us teda. Da'av somach be'inyan de'peya u'tzedaka. Okay, that's going to be coming up later on about where there's yados for peya and tzedaka. Lo mesafgalei. There's no suffix over there. Ela meshum de'iskish the korbanos. So therefore, it's compared to korbanos. They didn't ask this question over there. So Yeshlomer answers Tosfos to Kiddushin Nami by Kiddushin also Nami de Osolo Akulei Alma Kehekdish. So this is Tosfos Lashitosol. They say this in the beginning in Kiddushin in Daf Beis that the idea of Kiddushin is when you make the woman Osir to the whole world like Hekdish is Osir to the whole world. Lekach Masaf Galon. That's now the basis of our suffix over here. Deshemi Yeshiyah the Kiddushin Kemo Hekdish. So now we understand why the Gemara could ask a question about this. And there are many, many similarities between Kiddushin and Hekdish. Okay, that's how Tosu explains our opening line. Again, Boy Rav Papa, Yesh Yad the Kiddushin Olo. So what exactly are the circumstances? What are we talking about over here? So Ilema always introduces a question or a statement that's going to be rejected. So Ilema, if you're going to say to me, the Amr Law, he says to a woman that you are married to me. And he says to her friend who's standing right next to her. Yeah. You also. That's obvious. That's the real Kiddushin. The Ran here adds in. The Ran says, if you look on the second skinny white line, he gave her the prutos. That doesn't say in the Gemara, but that's the way the Ran's learning. So he gave the money to her, and then he says to her friend, says, Va'atnami. So that's the real Kiddushin. So that can't be even a question, a suffix over here of a Yad. That's the real deal. Ella must be as follows. He says to the woman he wants to marry, the correct formula, Haret Mekadesh Li, but Amalol Lechavert, and he says to her friend right next to her, the At, and you. Okay, so now that's a question. What did he mean by he says, and you, Va'at? Mi Amrinan, do we say, Va'at Nami? You also, as this is Kiddushin, meaning I just like I'm marrying her, I want to marry you as well. Amalol Lechavert, that's what he's saying to her. V'tasvi bo Kiddushin Lechaverta. So therefore, that would be real Kiddushin. Odilma, maybe not. Dilma comes, the English word dilemma comes from the word Odilma. Perhaps it's differently. I have a dilemma. I don't know which way it is. Is it way number one or way number two? So Odilma, maybe it's not like that. V'at chazoi. But he's saying just, he just says v'at, but maybe it doesn't mean you should be married. At chazoi, you should be, you should look and see, you should watch, you should be a witness to this. That's what he's saying to her. And therefore the Kiddush is not tofes on her, they're not really getting married. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus, this is in Perek Dalid Beis. What's the Rambam rule in this case? Again, where he just makes this Yad. Hamekadesh es ha'isha v'nosen ha'kiddushin midaito b'yad chaverta omer lechaverta kishenosen ha'kiddushin b'yado v'at nami. So he says to you also, oh v'chein, or so similarly, he says gam at kiyotze b'zeh hare shtehem mikudeshes. So he's allowed to marry more than one woman. They're both good. There actually is a discussion in the Achronim how this works vis-a-vis the chem der ben gershem. Because just to speak it out, the famous cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom was that a man is not allowed to take more than one wife, and this was accepted by the Ashkenazic communities. So does that make a difference over here? I mean, nowadays a man says to one woman, and you also, this is the at, so we know he's not going to take her as a second wife. So some achron on the side that wouldn't be, or I say no, on derice level, a man's allowed to have more than wife. So maybe we wouldn't care we wouldn't factor in the cherem the Rabbeinu Gershom, and that would also be a real question. The question would still be applicable in our modern day times as well. Okay, back to the Rambam though. The Rambam said that definitely works. He's married to both of them. Shtei mekudesh. Aval, says the Rambam, im nasim biyadav amalei v'at, our case in the Gemara where he gives it to the first one and just to the second one, he says, and you, harezek shekabla kiddushin mekudeshes besafek. So this is now a safek kiddushin. Shemelon eschavein el lirois, mashe right, just as a witness, lefikach kibla hakidushin he shaharize adayin sheula lirois ma beliba bepneze he suffik nikudeshes. We don't really know what was his intentions, but we have to be mivarer to figure that out. But that's what the Rambam brings it down over here. Okay, so then the Gemara says, 1 second. Mi boile, Rav Papa, did Rav Papa really have this question? Did he really have a question? No, v'homa mid da amrle Rav Papa Abaye. Rava said to Abaye, Kedushin in Heyam and Beis, mi saver Shmuel Yadayim she'en mechichos have Yadayim? He said, does Shmuel really hold the Yadayim she'en mechichos, that these unclear statements that they are? So Michlal, the severe leiler of Papa, the Yesh Yad, the Kedushin. So that shows that Rav Papa holds that there is a Yad for that. So the more answers, Chad amigo, Mike, the severe lay, the Shmuel, Amale Labaye. Meaning he was asking according to Shmuel's opinion. I, Rav Papa, I'm unsure where the Yados work. And even if Shmuel Dulah does hold they work, that's it. But Rav Papa was questioning without necessarily expressing his own opinion about this as well. Fine, let's go on. The next now, the Gemara is going to discuss Peya. Peya is the leftover edges of the field that belong to the Aniyim. Right? The Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra that you have to leave over. The Chazal said that it has to be at least 1/60th of the field. So now it continues. Boy Rav Papa, Yesh Yad Lepeya O Ein Yad Lepeya. So what's the din over there? Hey Chidami, what's the case? Elaim, if you're going to say to me that the case is the Omer Hadain Ugya Lahave Peya, that this furrow should be the Peya, and he says, and this one too, right? Vahadein Nami, right? This, let me read it again. Hadain Ugya Lahave Peya, Vahadein Nami, this one should be Peya. He clearly says that by the first one, and then Vahadein Nami, this one also, Hahi Peya Ma'ali Sahi. That's the spitz, that's the best type of Peya you can get. He spoke it out. No, he. Call me Ba'ile, the question we're really asking, Kigon to Omer Vehadain. He just said, and this, right? Velo Omer Nami. He didn't say both words of Vehadain Nami, he said Vehadain. My, what's the din in that case? Because when you just say Vehadain, then maybe you could interpret as to mean that the other fro should remain his and not be included in Peah. That's the way Tosfos learns it out. So what's the halach in that case? So Mechlal, the more now says, well, 1 second, from this we have a little side point here. The more interjects an interesting, before answering the question of Papa, says Mechlal, this implies, Dichi Amr saw the kulatihe peya, have you peya? So if a person would say that my entire field should be peya, sounds like, would that really be peya? So that case that we're discussing has to be when that first furrow was large enough to be peya for the entire field. Because if it wasn't the case, then it would be clear that he meant the second one should also be peya. So you see out from Rav Papa's question that you could designate peya a larger portion than you're actually required to do. You can make the whole thing. So when it says that true, in yes, it's true. But Hatanya have a price that supports this. Minayin hadoi no she'im roitz lasas kol sedei peya. Ose, that if you want to make your entire field peah, that you're allowed to. Talmud loymar pa'as sodcha. We learn it out from the what's it called? From the phrase pa'as sodcha. The Rambam here in Matnas Aniyim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph says like this: Bala bayis shekotzer kol sode v'lo hiniach peah, harez enoisem min hashvolim peah l'aniyim ve'in tzorich la'aser. So Shiaser. Aval dosh v'zora brachas mizmozra v'gomer v'lamachto ma'aser v'nozim lahem min haperos u'ma'ushrin shirpeya haru'uya la'osa sade v'chem ilanos. So he's, that's the whole line. U'sharin shirpeya haru'uya. You could give much more than the what? Then the Chazal required it to be, as long as you leave over one stalk for yourself. Right? The Kesef Mishnah speaks that out. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara wants to explain, it wants to answer Rav Papa's question. So, mi amrinan. Again, the question was about Peah. Do we have Yados for Peah? Do we say, Kaven de Iskash le Korbanos? Since the Peah is, makes a Hekesh to Korbanos, and ma Korbanos yesh lahen yad, and you could have a yad for Korbanos, saaf Peah le yesh lo yad. You could also have a yad for payas, Odilmor, maybe not like that. Ki iskish, when do we make the hekdesh payah for the korbanos? That was lebal ta'achir. That's only to put the an iser, a lav, of not delaying it. Ud iskish, that's what you made it. So hechi iskish, where was this hekdesh made? How do you know? How do you know that it was? So the Tanya, we learned, me'imach. You should take it of you. So the Brayso explains, ze leket shichra upeya. So from here we learn out that there are three types of gifts, matanos lanim, that are given. There is, matanos lanim is the peya, which we said, well, that's when you leave over the corners of your fields. The leket is when there's things that fall, like the little stalks that fall when you're harvesting. So if you have less than three stalks that fall in one place, then that really still belongs to the to the poor. Shichicha, that's if you had a sheaf in the field and you come home, you're not allowed to go back and get it. You have to leave it in the field. That's called shichicha. So that's peah, leket shichicha peah. These are the gifts that belong to the aniyim. Okay, and with that, now we come to the top of Zion Amud Aleph, and we'll pick it up next time with the next shear.